Morning to you, Damien.
Morning, Andrew.
Thanks for taking our call, mate. A lot of discussion, obviously, on Lady Aurelia. You've bought a slot and you've put the offer out there to the owners of her.
Yes, that's correct. After her win on Tuesday, I just sort of touched base with John Moynihan and Barbara Banky just to see if there was any interest there.
And was there?
Oh, look, there's also two other owners in it, and I think the $10 million carrot, so to speak, there is interest, but I'd just let the dust settle and basically let them enjoy the win, and then we'll probably just have a little bit of a yarn later on.
Okay. Obviously, she was so impressive. I mean, on day one, she was the standout for mine. I know Ribchester won the first race, but it was the way that she let down on a firm track.
Look, the way I see it, especially within sprinters and just having been lucky enough to have Snitzel and Rubik, but Snitzel was he used to race on pace. And the way I see it with sprinters that can race on pace and then accelerate off that fast speed, and especially like that lady Aurelia did the other day, and she was a three-year-old filly against older horses, and she just put them to bed. I just think she's an outstanding filly and superstar. And to me, they seem to be able to match that type of racing pattern anywhere in the world. Therefore, I just thought she was just an ideal selection or, you know, an idea for the Everest here in Australia.
Yeah, understand. I spoke to Wesley, mate, I'm going to say 3 months ago. It was a fair while ago. He certainly knew all about the Everest. He spoke about Lady Aurelia. He also mentioned that, you know, he had a couple of two-year-olds that would be three that he, you know, thought that if they run well at Ascot, then the possibility is that they could come for the Everest. And Bound for Nowhere, who runs, as I say, early hours of Saturday morning, might be that horse. We'll just wait and see. But, gee, I think our racing industry would be over the moon if Lady Aurelia comes for this race.
Oh, I agree. I mean, look, Wesley Ward is an outstanding trainer. I mean, he obviously needs no introduction either.
No. Yeah.
And he's a very good horseman, and no, I'll be watching that race also on come Friday, if it's Friday, yes.
Yeah, Friday night, late at 12:40. All right, so there's no time frame. As you say, you'll just let the dust settle and give them a bit of time. There was immediate mention of the Nunthorpe after the race, but I guess they need to get through the week and then work it out.
Exactly right, and plus you've got the other two owners now. You've got Peter and George as well, and I mean, they've raced some outstanding horses, including Kurt. Curlin, so yeah. Yeah, they're adventurous owners as well, and then she's travelled, so yeah, just let them enjoy the wind, let the dust settle, and you know, basically they've got the gold because they've got the filly, so
yeah, no, exactly.
We'll go from there.
We just want a slice of her.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate, thanks for taking our call. I hope, you know, we'll just keep in contact with John Moynihan and see how they play it with Lady Aurelia. The offer is there. The only other thing I can say to you, mate, if she doesn't come, I think there'll be a few knocking on your door if you're interested in doing something with that Everest slot.
My ears are open, Andrew.
Good luck, Damien.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Damien Flower there regarding Lady Aurelia. Will she come?